We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, everyone, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Good Thursday. I got to tell you, the only upside for me of this crisis, people have come even closer together around things that we care about. As much as we see the wish list, people, these governors we're talking about, or Nancy Pelosi, more out there wanting to get rid of the federal cap on the state and local taxes in places like California. It's amazing how much she has to pay in California, property tax and whatever. I'll give it to you at some point. So she's got a stake in this. How in the world? I'm talking with everything, hundreds of thousands of dollars that she would gain if you get rid of the cap and allow that to be deducted on federal taxes. Murphy talking about this, but something else near and dear to their hearts. It's not just Larry Krasner. It's the ACLU. It's illegal immigrant groups of one sort or another. What do they have in mind? They want people out of jail. They want them out now. And they keep on lying. They're not violent. Yeah, right. Joining us is Jennifer Riley, because there is a great group out there that speaks for us day to day. State Director of Marcy's Law for Pennsylvania. Jennifer's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jennifer, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, give listeners, would you, they've heard it before, what is Marcy's Law and what's the status of it right now?
Sure. So Marcy's Law is an effort to amend the Pennsylvania state constitution to include specific rights for crime victims. And Pennsylvania right now is one of only a handful of states whose constitution is silent when it comes to crime victims. We were successful through the legislative phase, and we made it to the ballot this past November, where we passed by 74% throughout the state. However, we're held up in litigation. The ACLU has filed a lawsuit against Marcy's Law. So right now, even though the measure is passed by 74%, we still don't have crime victims' rights in our Constitution.
And, you know, the great guy, Mike Nguyen, who tells us about stuff that's going on, people like you and things like this, sent us an email yesterday saying, yeah, imagine how victims feel. Were you a victim yourself, Jennifer? Is that why you're involved in this?
Yeah, and I've been a victim advocate for decades now. Right.
So how do you guys feel then when you see, and look, we need to take proper health precautions, but this willy-nilly of let's let out a number of people that I've seen that have victimized people big time, let's let them out of jail now.
Yeah, it's almost unbelievable. So earlier this week, the ACLU, along with a few other groups, put together an emergency petition to our state Supreme Court asking them to basically let open up their doors and let prisoners out. I mean, if you're over 45, if you have any sort of health problem like diabetes, they're just going to open their doors and let these prisoners out.
Over 45. So we're not even saying they're 80, as they used to say, but over 45.
That's what their petition says.
Wow. That is amazing, amazing stuff. Over 45. So what are you guys, what are you trying to do during this current crisis then? What is the play for you?
So, I mean, obviously, everybody's safety is of utmost importance here, right? And I understand the overcrowding, especially in county prisons. And I understand that, you know, the opportunity that we have here to let some nonviolent offenders out, right, just for everybody's safety. The problem is that in the ACLU's petition, they don't even mention crime victims once. So what we could potentially see here in Pennsylvania is a scenario where where prisoners are let go and their crime victims, the victims that they've created, aren't even notified. So
right.
You can have a situation where a woman who's been raped runs into her rapist in a grocery store.
And you always have to worry about people that have been put behind bars, retaliation.
Exactly. And I mean, especially right now in this global pandemic situation we're in, to kind of layer this on top for survivors who have already been through so much trauma, I mean, we need to make sure this is a measured approach. I mean, we can't just be concerned with the rights of the offender. We have to be also concerned about the rights of the crime victims, and that's what's missing in this conversation.
I couldn't agree more, Jennifer. Thank you. Thanks. I'm very glad we talked about this because, you know, I hear what we're saying here with overcrowding, and there are limited, I think, a very limited number of people who might qualify to be let out. But, yeah, the ACLU, if you're over 45, my God.
Yeah.
It's and, you know, we have a need. I bet you share this, too. We have a need for the ACLU. I say this all the time. But instead of being this broad-based thing that protects our rights against abuse, they have leaned so far to the criminal side. They've tarnished what was their record as an organization, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to me that, you know, the American Civil Liberties Union is not at all concerned about the rights of crime victims. In fact, they're trying to trample on crime victims' rights right now. It seems very ironic and not in a funny way.
When does the litigation end? What's the timeline on that? Do you know?
So for the Murphy's Law, for the Crime Victim Rights Amendment, that's going to go into next year because right now it's in Commonwealth Court, and regardless of what happens there, it will be appealed to the state Supreme Court. As far as the inmate release situation that we're talking about, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has all the filings right now, and I'm sure they'll be making a decision on that very soon.
All right. Well, Jennifer, what's your website? Where can people stay in touch with you?
Sure. It's marcieslaw4pa.com, and we're on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Very good, Jennifer. Thank you. Thanks for popping in today. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.